Welcome to the first room of the museum dedicated to Romanticism. You find yourself at the beginning of a journey through time between the end of the 18th century and the first half of the 19th century. Romanticism was born in Europe as a reaction to a world that was changing too rapidly. Reason, science, and the rules of the Enlightenment were no longer sufficient to explain human experience. Here, for the first time, man returns to the center with his feelings. Look at the works around you. They represent not only what you see, but what you feel. Romanticism exalts emotion, imagination, and individuality. Rationality gives way to the irrational, to mystery, to dreams. One of the most important elements you will notice is nature. It is no longer a natural backdrop, but becomes alive, powerful, often disturbing. Storms, mountains, stormy seas, everything reflects the state of man's soul. Romantic nature is something immense, which can fascinate but also frighten. It is the so-called sublime. This room also features the figure of the romantic hero, a solitary, rebellious individual, often at odds with society. He is a tormented character, searching for something greater, even at the cost of suffering. Romanticism also looks to the past, especially the Middle Ages, seen as an authentic era, rich in values, in contrast to modernity, perceived as cold and mechanical. As you continue, remember, Romanticism is not just an artistic movement, but a way of feeling. It is the triumph of the earth over reason, or infinity over limitation, of mystery over certainty. Now you can move on to the next room, where you will meet the protagonists of this movement.